Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Eli.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well.
Eli, you guys were doubted a lot last year, and then you went out and won the Super Bowl. Then you were doubted with the Cowboys in the offseason. You were doubted to the point where you were 7-1. Now you're an underdog this week. Have you guys thrived off that over the year?
You know, I think we just we knew as a team we had something to prove, and really just to, still it's a matter of proving something to ourselves. We knew we could become a better team after last year. At times we played you know, as well as anyone and better than a lot of people, but we also had bad times, and you know, that was kind of our goal this year, just avoid the bad games, avoid the costly mistakes, and you know, for the most part we've done a good job of that, but still, you know, each week trying to learn and improve, and you know, I think, you know, guys have really just bought in, tried to buy into the team concept of going out there and just you know, it's all about, you know, winning games and just trying to go out there and compete and you know, prepare ourselves for every situation in every game.
Eli, going back to the Super Bowl, what do you remember about that play that Asante kind of got his hands on a little bit? It looked like it might have been a pick. Take us through the play. What do you remember about it? Obviously, it was a huge play or not play for their sake.
Well, just, you know, he had a shot to make the catch, and, you know, I think he's probably worried about getting his feet down, and you can kind of see his eyes just come off the ball near the sidelines, so you know, nothing. I don't remember much about it besides that.
Do you remember when it was getting close to him, thinking, you know, it was definitely a pick?
You know, I didn't know. I was just hoping it would go over his head, or you know, he wouldn't come down with it.
Eli, can you compare the Eagles' defense you're facing this week to the one you faced when you first broke in?
When I first broke in, you know, 4 years ago, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, it's. I mean, I think it's a lot of the similar stuff. They do some of the same blitzes, but I think they've grown and gotten more complex and tried to disguise things. Obviously, some different players in there, but then some of the same players and Dawkins and you know, those guys have been there for Shepherd have been there for a while, and you know, they're very talented, very physical, and I think they're you know, they might have a new blitz or a new wrinkle. You know, for each game, but it's still always a tough defense, always very, you know, physical and play fast and do a great job of making plays. And we understand we gotta go in with a great plan and just execute flawlessly if we expect to have a shot to move the ball and score any points.
Eli, what, if anything, did winning the Super Bowl do for you personally?
Well, it's obviously you know, a personal goal and you know, something you strive to do every season, and that's the ultimate goal and why you play the game is to try to win a championship. You know, and I think it's just it was a great, you know, great experience, something I won't forget. But you know, it was something we you know, we didn't, you know, it wasn't really expected. We weren't the favorites by any means, but you know, we had a belief in ourselves and you know, kind of went into the playoffs thinking we could get hot. We know we've been a streaky team at times, and know that you know, we've gone on stretches where we've played great football and won, and you know, we went through one of those stretches at that time.
How much of that carried over, if at all, into this season?
Well, I think you know, maybe the style of play that we were playing with has carried over, where our defense was playing outstanding offensively. We held the ball for long drives. We just kind of took what the defense gave us and dinked and dunked and at times, and where you just played consistent football. You didn't take many sacks. You didn't turn the ball over. And that style of play has maybe, you know, convinced me, you know, because of those games and what we were doing, convinced me that that's the way you got to play. And you know, I think sometimes it's easier to say that than do it, and you got to be patient and just you know, understand you can't force things. You just gotta, you know, take what the defense is giving you.
With all that said, though, where do you think you made your greatest improvement as a quarterback in the last year?